Whoever fights with monsters should see to it that in the process he does not himself become a monster. Nietzsche. As a communicator, Abraham Lincoln was an original who demanded more from the American people and spoke to them with greater frankness than any president before or since. His plea when the war began was directed toward the, quote, better angels of our nature, unquote. And when the conflict was winding down, to the principles of, quote, malice toward none and charity for all, unquote. He told a nation burdened by sorrow to consider the possibility that it had, by tolerating slavery for so long, invited its own Armageddon. He urged those with a thirst for vengeance to concentrate instead on binding up the nation's wounds and caring, quote, for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan, unquote. A century later, and across an ocean to the east, Nelson Mandela began serving 27 years, the prime of his life, in prison. His crime was to oppose the racist oppressors who had secured a monopoly on power and privilege in his country. The courageous dissident had a profound cause for grievance, a legitimate reason for bitterness, and thousands of days behind bars to cultivate hate. Instead, he chose to spend time learning about the people who had put him in jail, the Afrikaners. He studied their language, history, resentments, and fears. When the long-awaited day came and he was finally released, Mandela not only understood those who had thrown him into prison, he was able to communicate with them, find common ground with them, forgive them, and most astonishingly, lead them. Lincoln and Mandela each fought with monsters. Neither became one.